This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome everybody, and we are back live. It is the Summit News Hour. We're going to be going through a whole host of lockdown slash masking slash coronavirus slash Wuhan Institute of Virology news. The head of the WHO has basically just come out and said that the WHO's own report into the Wuhan Institute of Virology was basically a whitewash. Pretty big news coming from the head of the World Health Organization. Of course, they had such an in-depth investigation of that lab back a few months ago that they were literally there for 3 hours. The summary of their investigation, the intensity of their investigation, was basically founded on them visiting the lab for 3 hours, having already visited these wet markets where these animals are sold, and basically asking the Chinese scientists inside the Wuhan lab, this virus we've been looking at, we've been to all these wet markets in the immediate area, we haven't found it there. In fact, in the WHO's own report, which just got released today, they tested 45,000 animals in the area and couldn't find COVID in any of them. They all tested negative for COVID. So they've looked at the meat markets, they've tested 45,000 animals, haven't found any trace of COVID. They've gone to the lab and they've said, you know, this virus we've been looking into, did you leak it from this lab? And their response was, no, we had nothing to do with it. Case closed. That's literally what they said. And now the head of the WHO has come out and said that the explanation that it leaked from the lab is still on the table, despite his own organization's report saying it's not even on the table. So we're going to get into that. We're going to also get into YouTube, just came out in the past hour, and said, now get this, they're going to hide the dislikes, or at least they're doing experiments with some users. Obviously, we know this is rolled out after having beta tested it. They're going to hide the dislike count on videos. Now, I wonder, do you reckon that this has got anything whatsoever to do with the fact that every single official White House YouTube Biden administration video has gargantuan down likes compared to thumbs up? In fact, I looked at Biden's press conference, which he did, what was it, last week, about 600 odd thumbs up on the video, 12,000 thumbs down. And that's a light touch. That's a minor one. There are other examples, especially if you look at the videos after his inauguration, unless they've just wiped the dislikes off. Of course, there is an option to do that on YouTube, but then you have to also wipe off the thumbs up. That one had even more, probably 50,000 downvotes last time I saw it. So now YouTube has come out and they've said to stop hate and harassment, to stop people being mean by clicking a button on YouTube, over the next few weeks they're going to test several new interface designs that won't publicly display how many dislikes a video has earned. In the design the company showed off, the dislike button is still there for people to tap, but it doesn't have a count that's updated in real time. So they're basically going to get rid of that. My screen is frozen, if you just want to restart that, by the way. So they're going to get rid of it because the Biden White House administration channel routinely, on every single video, has at least 10 times, if not 20, 30 times, thumbs down compared to thumbs up. We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. We're also going to get into Marjorie Taylor Greene being lambasted, ridiculed, actually trending on Twitter right now because she said that the vaccine passport, which CNN reported the Biden administration was planning to roll out within a matter of weeks as of yesterday, is the mark of the beast because it will be used to determine who is allowed to buy or sell. basically they're admitting concurrently that that is the case, but also that she's a horrible conspiracy theorist talking about biblical prophecy. We'll get to that more on the other.
I cannot remember the time that I did 50% off on Emerson Essentials, because these are private labeled, top of the line, organic oils, essential oils, organic hand sanitizer sprays, organic shampoo, organic deodorant, organic body wash, and more. And so there's not a lot of markup in them. So when we do 50% off, that is almost a loss leader. With free shipping, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loss leader. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're selling out quick, and I'm doing this to introduce people who have been on the fence to Emrys Essential. This is part of the big mega blowout sale. It's got to end on March 31st, 2021, in just a few days as of me taping this. So take advantage of it, experience it. Emrys Essential is part of the big mega blowout sale, and free shipping on select items at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes great gifts as well. So thanks for your support. Thanks for visiting InfoWars Store. You kept us on air, but these are great products you need. So please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So the WHO has come out and basically said there's no evidence that the coronavirus leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Having performed a really in-depth, thorough investigation of that premise by literally going to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, walking around the building for about 3 hours and asking the scientists within that building if they accidentally leaked the virus from the lab. And those scientists said, no, we had nothing to do with it. And that was the investigation closed. Basically, that's it. We're going to have more on that later on in the show. Also, we're going to have more on the lockdown in the UK, which isn't going to officially end, even if they still stick to their own timetable, their own timeline, for about 3 months' time towards the end of June. But the government, having already given us permission last month or earlier this month to sit on a bench, you know, 2 meters apart from another person, in all their gracious beneficence, they gave us that privilege. As of yesterday, they've said you can visit somebody and sit in their garden. You can actually go and see someone in the back garden. You can go into the park and sit with up to 6 people, I think it is. You can't go inside with them, of course. They'll knock on your door if they see you doing that. And now I go out in the park today. It's a nice day, hot weather. Very good temperature for March, which they're using to fearmonger about climate change. Hottest March since 1963, which means it was hotter in 1963. But everyone's out in the park in groups of 6 because it's the first day, or at least the second day, that the government gave them permission. It's just incredible how these people actually follow these guidelines. They're not even enforceable, and yet they still follow them. And then you look at the polls. 90% support for lockdown in some of these polls. Then you go out on a Tuesday afternoon and see all these people sat on their arses doing nothing, sunbathing, thinking, I wonder why they support lockdown in such high numbers, given that their wages are literally being paid by the government for them to sit on their arses on a Tuesday afternoon and sunbathe. Gee, I wonder why that support is so high. We have a video here, though, out of Idaho, which we're going to roll. And I saw this a couple of hours ago. A lot of speculation as to what's going on here. Headline is, video board of trustees member has bizarre anger episode while demanding CDC mask mandate be maintained. And there's speculation. Because when I initially saw this video, other people on other websites were claiming that she was having breathing difficulties while saying that we need to keep the mask mandate, which is obviously very ironic. I'm not sure if she's having breathing difficulties. She's obviously having some kind of breathing episode. But whether it's also, or it could be, an anxiety attack or a panic attack, based on her sheer irate fury at the fact that she's been challenged on these mask mandates, let's go to the clip, see what you think for yourself. Here it is. This is a board of trustees member in Idaho. Let's roll the clip.
They make recommendations for the entire country based on their knowledge and their understanding of what is best for everyone. And they don't need to visit our school district to make recommendations for everyone. And they currently have recommendations out that with the current level of transmission in Bonneville County, that we should be in hybrid for the elementary schools and virtual for middle schools and high schools. And we're not following that. But I do think that we should follow their request and their recommendation for masking. I'm done.
So you want to pick and choose?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do want to pick and choose. Because I think you might have a point, Paul, that we want to pick some things that are best for our local area. But some things might be best to follow the recommendations of the doctors. And I don't think that picking and choosing is a bad thing to try and make the best decision.
So even before that clip, and there's a full clip on YouTube, but it's like 2 hours long, so that's why I embedded the tweet in the article. Even before that, she's snapping at people and telling them to shut up, telling them to stop interrupting her. This has been reported as her, quote, having trouble breathing or having some kind of breathing attack, breathing episode, while she's trying to make these statements, while she's trying to force out these words and having a lot of difficulty in doing so. Sounds to me more like some kind of anxiety attack, some kind of neurological effect, based on the fact that she's basically just exploding with anger about the fact that these people are one trustee member, the male voice that you heard, challenged her on these mask mandates in terms of schools. They're talking about whether to maintain the mask mandate, forcing people to wear masks inside schools. So it's being reported, ironically, as, you know, trustee member has breathing attack while promoting mask wearing while she's wearing a mask. Sounds more like a panic attack to me, based on her anger, based on her exploding at the fact that she's challenged. As I write in the article, this woman who's called Elizabeth Cogliati, her obnoxious, irate, power trip behavior is typical of those who desperately want to keep mask mandates in place so they can silence and intimidate others into compliance. And you've seen these people on the streets. They will literally leap out of the way if you start walking towards them without a mask. We're talking about the same kind of people who have an absolute look of sheer terror in their face whenever they get within 6 feet of another person. Meanwhile, they'll literally cross the road staring at their phone, risking life and limb in a very real sense, not in a sense of a virus, which they have a 99.8% chance of surviving, according to CDC numbers. So it's another one of those power trip obnoxious episodes, from what I can tell. Meanwhile, 2 weeks after media predicted catastrophe, Texas sees COVID cases drop to record low. More than 2 weeks after the media predicted catastrophe due to Texas lifting its mask mandate and Joe Biden labeling the move Neanderthal thinking, COVID cases in Texas have dropped to a record low, while hospitalizations are at their lowest since October. And this is the same thing we saw in France, in Germany, in Spain, where as soon as they introduced the mask mandate, and in the UK as well, by the way, the coronavirus cases shot way up. In Texas, they announced the end to it. They announced a 100% reopening of the state by March 10th. And what happened? Lowest cases ever recorded, hospitalizations at their lowest since October. Now, remember what the media said about this when it was announced by Texas Governor Greg Abbott at the start of the month. They went ballistic. They acted as if this would be the end of the world. Vanity Fair put out a headline which said, Republican governors celebrate COVID anniversary with bold plan to kill another 500,000 Americans. They actually published that headline. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the decision was absolutely reckless. Fauci said it was inexplicable why you would want to pull back now. Virus expert Michael Osterholm told CNN, quote, "We're walking into the mouth of a monster." Beto O'Rourke hyperventilated over the move being a big mistake and a cult of death. Author Kurt Eichenwald accused Abbott of making a murderous decision. And Joe Biden, of course, said it was Neanderthal thinking. What happened? Record low cases 2 weeks after they removed the mask mandate, 2 weeks after they opened up Texas. State recorded 2,292 coronavirus cases, about 500 fewer on average from last week, and 107 new deaths. In other words, lifting the mask mandate and reopening the state did not lead to the health catastrophe predicted by all the experts. In fact, the opposite happened. Same thing has happened in the UK where they said, don't open the schools. This is going to bring back the pandemic. Did not happen. Don't go away. Summit.news. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So the Biden administration, it came out in the media yesterday, is working on vaccine passports. What are vaccine passports? Well, they're basically, in one sense, government permission slips to basically go about normal life. Those who don't get those vaccine passports because they don't want to take the vaccine will be under a de facto state of permanent lockdown forever. It's going to take more ID to go and see a baseball game in America than it is to vote. Oh, we can't have an ID for voting. No, 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 no. How are we going to allow all the illegals to vote? No. But you have to have one to go into a grocery store, or at least that's the plan. And again, the point is, this is not just a vaccine passport. This is a digital ID card. It's going to be linked up to the facial recognition software. I'm going to get into that in a moment. Now we have Marjorie Taylor Greene trending on Twitter and all these leftists saying that she's completely insane for saying that Biden's planned vaccine passport is the mark of the Beast. Headline, Marjorie Taylor Greene says Biden's vaccine passport plan should be called the mark of the Beast. Far right. That's anyone who's not far left at this point. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene hit out at President Biden and his administration over reports of the potential launch of digital vaccine passports, saying they should be called Biden's mark of the Beast. We have the clip. Gonna roll it. I'll come back and talk about it. Here's the clip.
They want you to be required to have something called a COVID passport. And this would mandate your ability to be able to travel, your ability to be able to go to events, your ability to be able to buy and sell. And I asked the question earlier today, is this something like Biden's mark of the beast? Because that is really disturbing and not good. Oh, if you're going to come into the football game or the baseball game or the concert, you need your vaccine passport because we're trying to do a good job to keep everyone safe. This is what the Biden administration is trying to talk these private companies into doing. Well, let's analyze that. You see, it's still the same thing. It's still fascism or communism, whatever you want to call it, but it's coming from private companies. So I have a term for that. I call it corporate communism.
So now she's being pilloried on Twitter. She's being called an insane, crazy conspiracy theorist for saying that it is basically the mark of the beast. And in fact, in this independent article, they say the new move towards vaccine passports isn't a government policy. It's being developed with 17 private companies. Oh, it's not a government policy. You're just not going to be able to go into Walmart or CVS or wherever without showing your vaccine passport, which is your digital ID. Oh, it's not mandatory. It's not a government policy. You're just not going to be able to buy groceries without it. But it's not mandatory. They play the same trick here in the UK. The past 6 months, they said, no, we've got no plans to introduce a domestic vaccine passport. That would be horrible. That would be discriminatory. Lo and behold, they've literally been funding big corporations working on it for the past 3-4 months with government grants while telling the public they had no plans to introduce it. An example of the reaction to this on Twitter, because she is trending right now along with corporate communism, somebody said, the idiocy on the right has hit a new level. Now they claim a vaccine passport is coming, much like the mark of the beast. No vaccine, no purchase power. And then they say, hell, that should be the law anyway. So they're saying, oh my God, how dare these crazy conspiracy theorists like Marjorie Greene Taylor even suggest that the vaccine passport is similar to the mark of the beast described in the book of Revelations in the Bible. You know, no man will be allowed to buy or sell without the mark. How dare they even make that suggestion? That's insane. That's completely doolally. Oh, by the way, the government should totally make it the law to make people take the mark to buy and sell. So on one hand, they're saying it's insane if you even suggest it's like the mark of the beast in the Bible. Then on the other hand, they're saying, oh, but the government should legislate and make that the law. That they should force people to undergo a government medical procedure by law in order to be able to buy and sell. Oh, but if you say that that's like the mark of the beast, every man should take the mark to be able to buy and sell, then you're an insane, crazy conspiracy theorist. See how they play that trick. Meanwhile, LA Times journalist says vaccine passports are good to, quote, break the resistance down. So this guy sounds like he's some arch villain out of a dystopian sci-fi thriller with an authoritarian dictatorship that puts people in medical concentration camps. No, he's a writer and a legal affairs consultant for the LA Times. Same thing, basically, at this point. This is Harry Littman, who is the former U.S. attorney, a former U.S. attorney and deputy assistant attorney general. He's a Clinton appointee. He said, quote, vaccine passports are a good idea. Among other things, it will single out the still large contingent of people who refuse vaccines, who will be foreclosed from doing a lot of things their peers can do. That should help break the resistance down. See, the problem with this that they're going to run into in a few months' time, 3 to 6 months' time, when they actually try to put this into place, is the fact that a lot of criminals in, what should we call them, low-income neighborhoods, let's just leave it at that, and also a lot of illegal aliens are not one are going to get the vaccine, and they're not one are going to get the vaccine passport because they don't want to have any interaction with the authorities on any level. It's the same case here in the UK, which is why they had this big moral panic over BAME people not getting the vaccine, and we have literal public relations campaigns every day where it's black and brown celebrities urging black and brown people to get the vaccine. Problem is, a lot of them aren't going to do it because many of them are either illegal aliens or criminals, and they don't want to have any interaction with authorities on any level. And you're going to get that same process unfolding in the United States, where there is low take-up, or at least not high enough take-up, of this COVID vaccine amongst black, brown people, amongst Mexican immigrants, both legal and illegal. So then it's racist, right? Then it's discriminatory. Are they going to stop the precious illegal aliens from entering grocery stores simply because they don't have a vaccine passport? That's when the rubber will really meet the road. UK now considering digital face scanning to enter pubs. This is out of the London Times. As I said, for the past 6 months, they said, oh, no, we're not going to have vaccine passports domestically, and they're not going to be mandatory. You just won't be able to go to a football game, the cinema, a restaurant, or into a grocery store without one. But they're not mandatory, and we're not behind them. We're just giving all these corporations £75,000 grants to create that very system. Oh, but it's not government policy. We're just going to tell all the corporations and all the businesses to enforce it and give them the money to develop it. But it's not government policy. The technology is being proposed as a solution to concerns that presenting vaccination status via an app on a phone will be too slow. So they said it was never going to happen. Now it's happening. Don't go away. We'll be back.
InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale only has a few days left. It's Friday evening, and I'm cutting this quick ad because coming up on the 31st, we have to stop the sales. The sales will be over by Thursday morning. They have to because a lot of these products are selling out. All of our incredible iodine products, X2, X3, also the oral spray and the topical disinfectant spray, are all 50% off with free shipping on these items. You cannot beat these deals, and believe me, when I'm sitting there talking about X2 or X3, I'm thinking, hey, I haven't taken it in a week or so. I need to take it. The energy it gives me, the focus it gives me, how good it makes my skin feel, everything, it's essential. And the globalists don't want you to know about iodine. They don't want you to know about pure iodine. They want you to be full of the bad halogens. Don't let them do it. Take action and fund the InfoWar. 360 win, 50% off on all four of our great iodine products and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of the mega blowout sale, but it ends in just a couple days, so take action.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So maybe our only hope to defeat the vaccine passport, both in the US and in the UK, is the fact that now society worships criminals and illegal aliens as these godlike figures. And they're the ones who are not going to be taking the vaccine passport, as I said before the break, because they don't want to interact with the authorities. So when it gets to the point of being discriminatory and racist against those kind of people who are our new gods who we worship on a regular basis, maybe then they're going to run into problems trying to sell this overall to the general public. But I was talking about this before the break. UK now considering digital face scanning to enter pubs, and that's the point. It's not just a little piece of card that you show to get in the door. It's going to be linked to the facial recognition system. And then that's going to be linked to your social credit score. They're literally rolling out communist Chinese-style programs to get everybody into this system and then to link your personal behavior. Again, maybe if you didn't social distance properly, because now they're going to have sensors and scanners in airports to check on that. Maybe you'll lose a couple of points on your social credit score. Maybe you posted something hateful on Twitter. You'll lose a couple of points on your social credit score. And then maybe it's too low for you to get into the cinema. It's too low for you to get into the baseball game. And maybe it's even too low for you to go and buy groceries. Sounds like a scientific dictatorship gone mad. And that's exactly what it is. Already being rolled out in China. People can't buy plane tickets, train tickets. They can't use public transport. And then, of course, the way it works, it's so insidious that if your friends and family then have relationships with you in terms of ones that have been tracked online and physically, if you're with them or if you're, they're posting something on your thread on Facebook or whatever, then not only do you lose social credit score points, they lose them too merely for being associated with you. So it's not just about having the person live under a permanent state of de facto lockdown, not being able to engage in basic normal necessities and leisure activities, live a normal life. No, that's not enough. Now you have to be completely ostracized by your friends and family too, because they don't want to be captured in that same net. So insidious. Already happening in communist China, which was the model for the response to this pandemic. The country that is praised over and over again by our media, by our governments for their fantastic response to this crisis. They're now the example. They're the model. So is it any surprise that Biden is now talking about vaccine passports? Is it any surprise that in the UK, two companies, Mvine and iProve, are working together on the system? This is facial recognition after being given a £75,000 grant by the government, the same government that told us for the past 6 months they will not introduce domestic vaccine passports. Now they're funding companies to do exactly that. Says whoever is standing on the door of the pub is going to have to scan the certificate, read the name, date of birth, and ask for the person for an ID document. Check that, check the name, the date of birth on the ID document are the same. Squint at the photograph on the ID document and then make sure that the person in front of them is that person, iProve CEO Andrew Budd said. To which the answer is, that's not going to happen. So they're selling it on the basis of convenience, streamlining the process, and that's true. If you go out on a Saturday night, in a northern town like Liverpool or Newcastle or Sheffield, if you've ever been out on a Saturday night in those towns, not a very organized environment, let's put it that way. You've got people crammed into clubs, you've got people cramming into pubs. They would have lines going around the block if they had to go through all that process. So why not just scan your face? It's so much easier. He said it speeds the process up and it absolves people of what otherwise would be a very heavy responsibility. This is what the government is funding in the UK, having denied they were doing it for 6 months. It's not a vaccine passport. It's a digital identity card. You're going to be forced to carry it at all times. You're going to be forced to scan your face, if they get their way, to engage in basic commerce or other normal leisure activity. And we, by the same token, have journalists from the LA Times saying this is what's needed to, quote, break the resistance. If that sounds like it's out of a scientific dictatorship dystopian movie, then it's because we're basically living in that. This is our new normal. Isn't it fantastic? And then Marjorie Taylor Greene comes out and calls it for what it is, and she's crazy, she's insane. So they're admitting it, they're rolling it out, but then if you criticize it, you're insane and it doesn't exist. They use that same tactic over and over again. Meanwhile, fake vaccine passports are already being sold on the street. Fake vaccine passports are already being sold by criminals on the streets, according to TV personality Andrew Gruhl, who said he saw it happen. This is a tweet in which Gruhl, who is a chef, from what I could tell from his bio, he's like a TV chef, said, had to work late last night, walked through a back alley to get to my car. There were two shady guys selling fake vaccine passports out the back of a Cadillac. A market is born, so maybe that's a way in which the criminals and the illegal aliens will get around the vaccine passport. Maybe they'll just buy a fake one from some criminal in the street. But then if you don't take one, if you refuse one, then you'll lose your social credit score points and you'll be on a list. Meanwhile, in the UK, government minister says people should call out others for hugging their loved ones. Yes, after over a year of lockdown on and off in the UK where people were told they couldn't see their grandparents, never mind hug them, even now it's supposedly easing up. The government is out saying you can't hug your own loved ones. In fact, they were out today. Basically, it was warm for the first time since last year. It was about 20 degrees Celsius, which is basically baking weather for this country. And as soon as the pictures began to emerge of, God forbid, people out in the parks, then the government came out and said, enjoy the sun, but don't dare hug anyone. They've now come out. This is a government minister, Nigel Huddleston, who made the remarks during an interview spot on BBC Breakfast. He said, despite the temptation, please don't risk the health of your loved one by actually hugging them. By actually hugging them, my God. Before going on to suggest that people should intervene if they witness such dreadful behaviour. Imagine if you're 80 years old, and because of this fear-mongering, because of this relentless terror that you've been put through over the last year, you literally haven't left your tiny house. You haven't seen your grandchildren for a year. You're 80 years old. Maybe you've got some chronic health condition. You know maybe you've only got 18 months to live. You haven't seen your grandkids in a month. And now the government is telling you that you can't hug them. What value is there left in that life? Wouldn't you rather take the risk, which even for people of that age with chronic health conditions, even if they get the virus, I think the number is 95% plus they'll survive it, according to the CDC. So what are you going to do? Live in perpetual fear for the last 18 months of your life and completely waste it? Or are you going to hug your grandkids? Well, according to the government, you can't. Campaigner calls for 2-year lockdown, government permission to leave house. I thought this was a parody Twitter account, but from what I could tell, it's not. So again, as I was talking about, there's routinely high support in polls for lockdown in the United Kingdom. 80% plus routinely when asked support the government lockdown and want it to be even more draconian. Whether those polls are accurate, whether they're just phoning up terrified 8-year-old grandmas on the phone, on the house phone, remains to be seen. But a campaigner on Twitter is calling for the UK government to impose a lockdown that lasts for a minimum of 2 more years, as well as a law where citizens would have to apply for government permission to leave their homes, a system which they actually had in place in France. So this has driven people completely insane. We now have zero COVID extremists who want lockdown forever until we've eliminated every single case of COVID, which is never going to happen. Don't go away. Summit.news. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Well, the CDC's come out and said that vaccinated people do not carry coronavirus. That's changed from before, where they said you could still carry the virus and spread it even if you're vaccinated. Raising the question, well, what's the point in getting vaccinated? And they said, of course, well, this is why you have to continue wearing the masks. Well, if vaccinated people don't carry it, why are they still telling us to wear the masks? Then you have the WHO report into the origin of coronavirus. In fact, we had this headline a few days ago. Former CDC director tells CNN coronavirus likely escaped from Wuhan lab. Yes, that is the former CDC director. You'll get banned on YouTube or Twitter for saying that, but they can say it. He told CNN he believes the coronavirus may have escaped the Wuhan Institute of Virology as far back as September 2019, which would obviously mean that China covered it up. Oh, but no, China's the best. Their response is an example to the world, we're told, even though they literally covered it up, lied to the WHO by saying there was no human-to-human transmission, yet we're supposed to follow their model on everything, including vaccine passports. He said, I'm of the point of view I still think the most likely etiology of this pathogen in Wuhan was from a laboratory escaped. Other people don't believe that. That's fine. Science will eventually figure it out. We're still being told that these bats from caves hundreds and hundreds of miles away brought the virus to Wuhan and that they were then sold with these other animals in the wet market in Wuhan. And they had nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that they were working with bat coronaviruses. almost a stone's throw away from this wet market in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now they are literally censoring children's books in Germany to hide the origin of this virus. This is how deep it goes. German publisher censors children's book that said coronavirus started in China at the behest of Beijing bullies. This is a publisher in Germany. They put out a book which was a guide for elementary schools and daycare centers to follow COVID-safe procedures. And in this book, they had the nerve. They had the nerve to tell the truth that the coronavirus originated in China. Of course, you can't say that now, apparently, because it's racist and it's causing hate crimes. It's causing violent attacks on Asian Americans. When you actually look at the perpetrators of those hate crimes, well, let's just say they're from low-income neighborhoods. Doesn't really tie into the white supremacy narrative that the media has going on with that. But now Beijing is so furious, they're so incandescent, they're so eager to control the narrative, they're even censoring German children's books. This book only had a reach of about several thousand copies. But it said the virus originated in China and it had to go. The Hamburg-based Chinese consulate threatened the publishing company with criminal charges if it didn't remove the book from circulation and issue a groveling apology. Lo and behold, they removed the book from circulation. Carlsen Publishing House told DW that the company has stopped delivery of the book, and a new edition with a different wording regarding the origins of the virus is already in the making. What are you going to do? How different is this wording going to be? You're going to say it came from Timbuktu? You're going to say it came from the moon? You're going to say it came from Mars? It came from China. Almost certainly from that lab. The company explained it had been working on assumptions at the time the book was published. Oh, assumptions. You mean the truth. But that today we would no longer use this wording. So they caved in to a government located thousands of miles away because the local consulate complained that in this kid's book, they said coronavirus originated in China, which it did. Political expert Ralph Weber says China is trying to create the false narrative that its only role in the pandemic was to successfully fight it off. And that's what we get from our media. Oh, shouldn't we praise China's response? Literally welding people in their own homes. Such a great response. Having lied about the origin of it, having lied about human-to-human transmission, isn't Beijing fantastic? No, they're evil and they covered it up. He said, quote, for a long time now, China has been influencing cultural life in Europe. Perhaps we haven't noticed that so far. Chinese journalist Xi Ming explained how Beijing was overseeing a global propaganda campaign in an effort to absolve themselves of blame for the pandemic. A global propaganda campaign aided and abetted by our mainstream media. Said, quote, in the beginning, the Chinese propaganda itself said that the disease had first started in China. It even referred to it as the Wuhan pneumonia. But now it wants to erase the memory of the virus's origins with a worldwide political correctness campaign. And they couldn't pull it off without our media, which has genuflected and groveled at their knees at every step of the way. Particularly with this narrative that Asian hate crimes are happening because white people are saying the coronavirus came from China. One, it did come from China. Two, look at the perpetrators of those hate crimes. Not very white, let's just put it that way. So again, we go back to the Wuhan lab. We had this headline the other day. CCP's useful idiots, US rep slams WHO COVID origin whitewash report. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin blasted the World Health Organization as China's useful idiots after a draft version of its investigation into the origins of the coronavirus outbreak was revealed to have dismissed the lab leak theory as extremely unlikely. And again, as I explained before, they tested 45,000 animals in the area. All were found negative for COVID. They visited the Wuhan Institute of Virology for 3 hours and then asked them if they leaked it from the lab. And guess what the scientists in the Wuhan Institute of Virology said? Nothing to do with us. Oh, thanks for telling us. Bye. That was it. That was literally their investigation. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of Jamie Metzl, who, in fact, I think is a part of the WHO itself. You have whistleblowers coming out from within this organization. He appeared on CBS 60 Minutes on Sunday. This is another story. And actually, when they deserve praise, we should praise the media. Good on 60 Minutes for actually getting this out. Did it attract much other media attention? No, basically none. So Leslie Stahl interviewed Jamie Metzl, who said the WHO investigation was completely useless, comparing it to a study tour where scientists only saw what the CCP wanted them to see. This is like going on a tour of Pyongyang in North Korea with your government minders telling you what you can take pictures of, telling you where you can go, telling you who you can speak to. That was literally what the WHO's investigation into the Wuhan lab was like. They just asked, they didn't even investigate. They just asked them, did you leak this virus? No, we had nothing to do with it. All right, fine, bye. That was it. Metzl said, I wouldn't really call what happened now an investigation. It's essentially a highly chaperoned, highly curated study tour. He said, everybody around the world is imagining this is some kind of full investigation. It's not. This group of experts only saw what the Chinese government wanted them to see. He said, while they were there, they didn't demand access to the records and samples and key personnel. That's because of the ground rules China set with the WHO, which has never had the authority to make demands or enforce international protocols. And he made the comparison. He said it would be like if the US had let the Soviets run an international investigation into Chernobyl and just accepted the Soviets' explanation without any investigation, independent investigation whatsoever. He asked the question. While the team went out on a four-week mission, two of those weeks were spent holed up at a hotel in quarantine. So again, completely a waste of time. Once out, they had some tense exchanges with their counterparts, a team of Chinese experts, over their refusal to provide raw data. So they provided no raw data whatsoever. Article goes on to state, if the virus originated in animals, the key unanswered question is, how did the virus travel the 1,000 miles from the bat caves in southern China to Wuhan? I wonder. Meanwhile, the WHO chief himself, whose name is unpronounceable, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, that's my best effort, says, WHO chief says COVID-19 report too quick to dismiss theory virus leaked from Wuhan lab. He's come out and said, even though the international team of scientists determined that a leak is the least likely hypothesis, yeah, after having a North Korean-style Pyongyang tour of the lab, it requires further investigation. So now even the leader, the head of the WHO, has come out and said he's not happy about it. So again, it remains to be seen. And of course, we have CDC director chokes back tears as she fearmongers impending doom in the US based on a slight uptick of cases, which is basically immeasurable on a graph. So fourth lockdown, fourth wave coming. Scientific dictatorship, a lot to look forward to. That's it. War Room's coming up next. Summit.news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.